Ever seen a Shiba Inu wearing
No.
laser eyes?
Yeah, I think we all have at this point. Hard to miss those memes.
That's meme coin marketing in a nutshell, and we are diving deep into this crazy world today. Buckle up.
Definitely a wild ride.
We're looking at Influencers Under Fire, an article about meme coin scams. I'm fascinated by how meme coins are marketed. What makes them so different?
Well, meme coins are all about hype, right? It's internet culture in a token.
Makes sense.
Like, remember Doge? Started as a joke, then boom, it's everywhere.
Oh, I remember those memes. Doge everywhere. Couldn't escape them.
Exactly. It's that instant recognition, that shared joke that makes meme coins spread.
So these influencers, they become like the meme ambassadors.
Yeah, they leverage their audiences to spread these inside jokes.
So it's more than just like a regular celebrity endorsement.
Oh, way more. They make people feel like they're part of something big, something exclusive.
And potentially lucrative. Which brings us to the other side of the coin, the crashes.
Ah, yeah, the dark side.
It's all fun and games until the music stops,
Yeah.
right? Tell me about these pump-and-dump schemes.
All right, so imagine this. An influencer with millions of followers starts hyping up a new meme coin.
Next big thing.
Exactly. The price skyrockets as everyone rushes to buy in, but here's the catch.
They're dumping their own holdings.
Exactly. They sell off at the peak, leaving everyone else holding the bag.
Wow, that is ruthless. And the fallout for those who bought in.
Devastating. People lose their savings, fall into debt, real emotional distress.
It's scary. And where do the regulators stand on all of this?
They're starting to wake up, finally. The SEC, for example, is cracking down.
So even just promoting a token without explicitly telling people to buy could be a problem.
No more hiding financial ties.
Bro.
Investors deserve transparency. The article even mentions a few lawsuits.
This all feels so new, like the Wild West of finance. Any solutions in sight?
While some are calling for stricter advertising rules, like think of it like sponsored content disclaimers,
Sure, makes sense.
others are pushing for mandatory disclosures from influencers. But, you know, there's also the argument about stifling innovation.
Yeah, finding that balance is tricky.
It is. But there's a silver lining. The crypto community itself is taking action.
Well, that's good to hear.
Platforms are banning undisclosed promotions. There are community watchdogs exposing bad actors.
So, what can our listeners do to protect themselves? What are the red flags?
First off, if an influencer is constantly hyping the token without any real analysis, that's suspicious.
Right, like no actual information, just hype.
Exactly. And if they're promising unrealistic returns,
Wonder for the hills.
pretty much. Do your own research. Read the white paper. Understand the tech. Assess the risk yourself.
Solid advice. So I guess the takeaway here is meme coins can be exciting, they can be profitable, but
Be careful.
be skeptical, do your homework, don't just blindly follow the hype train.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And it makes you wonder, as this market grows, how do we balance innovation with investor protection? That's the big question.
Definitely something to think about. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive. Until next time.
It's been a pleasure.